Live on tape from the Pioneer 90.1 FM KSRQ studios at the Center for New Media at Northland College in Thief River Falls and streaming worldwide at RadioNorthland.org, it's the independent pro wrestling in Minnesota show. With your host, hailing from somewhere in the extreme northwestern corner of Minnesota, Glenn Broggett.
Hello again and welcome to Independent Pro Wrestling in Minnesota. I'm your host, Glenn Broggett. On today's edition, we welcome a wrestler who has competed in the Cass Lake, Bemidji area and also works in the Duluth area. I'm talking about a guy by the name of the nuclear native, Gary Littlewolf. Hear his story today on Independent Pro Wrestling in Minnesota. Enjoy. Hello again and welcome to Independent Pro Wrestling in Minnesota. I'm your host, Glenn Broggett. My guest today is a wrestler who hails from the northern end of this great state. He has worked for many indie companies up in the northern part of Minnesota, and he's with us today to tell us about his life as a professional wrestler in the state of Minnesota. Without going any further, let's welcome our guest, the nuclear native, Gary Littlewolf, to Independent Pro Wrestling in Minnesota.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's get to know a little bit about Gary Littlewolf today. Now, how many years now have you been involved with professional wrestling?
7 years.
Seven long years. Oh, wow. Now, where do you originally hail from?
I lived in Cass Lake, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And I've been living up in Duluth, Minnesota now for about 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I mean, it's pretty much my two hometowns, Duluth and Cass Lake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right on. And what was life growing up for you? How did wrestling come into the picture? As far as being a fan, firstly?
Well, as a fan, I grew up watching AWA mostly, and then WCCW, when he had his show on, we had always watched, growing up, that's what we would watch. I grew up watching the Von Erichs, the Irwins, Mad Dog, and especially, AWA, you had those guys, you had the Ganias, the Hennians, the Road Warriors. And then, in Cass Lake, we didn't have pro wrestling growing up. You know, we didn't have events like that. And I think we had like one or two in the whole time of my childhood to my teenage years that we had something like that, but it wasn't really a huge card. It would be like four matches. And it was a sketchy event. Mm-hmm. But now that I've gotten into pro wrestling, my cousin Calvin, the Widowmaker Whitner, when he got his business rolling, the NSC pro wrestling, when he got that going, I was bartending and working at a casino at the time, and he needed a referee.
Yeah.
So he asked me one night to come in and help him out. I refereed for him, and during one of the matches, I made a bad call during a match, and one of the wrestlers, the ladies' man, James, issued me a challenge, so I wrestled him, and the fans that were there that night took to me, and I definitely got the vibe and the feel off of it, so that's where I just went with it.
Now, you mentioned your cousin and stuff. Was he involved in the training process for you to make the full transition into professional wrestling?
Yeah, he started working with me, and then I started working with some other guys down in the cities, and I worked down there for at least about 5 to 6 months. Mm-hmm. But then that's when I came up to the Duluth area, and I started working with the Burdicks, and then a few other legends like Dan Burdick and them, and Charlie Norris, and I worked with a little bit of I'm trying to think of his name right now. Lenny Lane.
Okay.
I can't believe of all places and people, Duluth. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had Lenny on our show here. Definitely got some great stories from him too.
He's a great guy. He's fun.
Now, what was that training like for you as far as, you know, getting, you know, how strenuous was it getting involved and getting learning to be a professional wrestler with taking bumps and the like?
Taking the bumps was one thing, because it's more about you're really got to really maintain for your own body. Mm-hmm. And you got to have the endurance. You got to, you know, it's pretty much what you see lately, like on Tough Enough. You know, Stone Cold hosting Tough Enough. It's pretty much almost like that, but these guys here that have been in the ring, been in the business, were what they were WCW or WWE or AWA, when they work their events, you know, when they work with you, they go through pretty much the general basics and, like, try to see and feel out where you're best at. And, like, for me, that's where I started catching on to where I was. I apologize. For whom the bell tolls. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But it was just, you know, it was where I needed to really look at who inspired me as a wrestler. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I've always been a big Sting fan. Sting is the Stinger has been one of my all-time favorites. Jake the Snake Roberts, Bret Hart. So I took the combination of those three and I kind of worked it to where I explained to them, this is how I kind of want to maneuver, use their moves. One of the main ones I still use is the sharpshooter. Mm-hmm. And they work with you they worked with me to where I know where I am more comfortable doing what I have to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did it take before you were ready for the ring, and what was that like when you were finally ready to go?
Honestly, I wasn't really ready for the first 6 months. When I worked with Kelvin and NSC, I wasn't really ready or even established. I was really just getting the feel of being in the ring and getting to know what it feels to have your music kick on, get the crowd to either hate you or love you, and then doing that, and then working with the guys I worked against. So, mm-hmm. And then right after that, it became where I wanted to be more established as, I won't say a character, but, you know, because my real name is Gary Littlewolf, and then the whole Littlewolf part kicked in during an event where that's where I thought I could hear the crowd chanting. Mm-hmm. So I went with the Littlewolf part, and then, you know, because of my cultural background, ours is the Wolf Clan. So I used that as the Wolf Pack, and, you know, my wife at the time just helped me out and come up with ideas. We came up with the LWP logo, the paw print. So, I mean, it took a lot of work to not just in the ring and outside the ring to get established.
Mm-hmm. Now, when was your first match and who was it with?
My first match was that night I did referee and I wrestled against the ladies' man, but the actual first debut that I had was in Akeley, Minnesota, and it was against a kid by the name of 3D. No, it wasn't 3D. What was his name? Adam Z or something like that. I can't even remember what he went by. It was a young kid, 18, 19 years old. It was his first match. So it was pretty much a rookie versus rookie match. And it wasn't the greatest. So they could have went better.
Yeah. What was going through your head though? I mean, this is the first time you're performing in front of people. This is the go period now. You're in the business.
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Very nerve-wracking. Cuz I was more, I don't know, I wasn't really focused on what I should be doing in that ring. I was more focused on what are the people looking at and what are they going to get and what do they want. So I got more concerned with the fans at that event than what I should be doing in the ring. So I got distracted, and that is one thing that, you know, learning process is the distractions, the, you know, getting overwhelmed at times when you're either hated or loved or liked, or, you know, and you get the response from the crowd. Yeah, it gets distracting at times, and that's where it happens. Yeah.
Now, what did your family and friends think of your decision to get into the pro wrestling business?
It was 50-50. I had a lot of them really get a kick out of it. You know, they thought it was funny because my family history was more into pro boxing. It was more of a boxing family. Mm-hmm. And for somebody to become a pro wrestler, they thought, you know, what are you doing? You know, this is not us, and this is not our family here. We're boxers. We have, you know, a legacy of this instead, you know, of pro wrestling. But the ones that really supported me and the ones that really, you know, came to the shows, to the events, and started showing me their support, and that was what got me really going and focused on becoming more established.
Mm-hmm. What were those early days like for you breaking in around the indie pro wrestling circuit up here in the state of Minnesota? Where did you work, and just, what was the total experience like?
The first 2 years, I worked with Calvin in the NSC. I helped him promote, do what I can for him, and then wrestle for him a lot, and, you know, of course, wrestling against him. Mm-hmm. But for me at that time, it was, I had to worry about my job, you know, outside of wrestling, but because that was more consuming than wrestling. Mm-hmm. And then it was pretty much, I was wrestling once a month, maybe twice a month. And I wrestled for him for a couple of years. And then when I got a chance to wrestle down in the cities for a couple, for a promotion, that's where I knew that I can establish myself elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make my own move and do my own thing and start to feel where I feel more comfortable at.
Yeah.
So I went down to the cities, wrestled for WXW, wrestled for them like 3 events. And then when I came up to Duluth to do a heavy on wrestling interview and meet, you know, kind of meet the owner then, mm-hmm. Things didn't work out between me and him right off the bat. And that same very night, another guy that was there who has his own promotion, WWA, Dan Burdick, that's when I talked to him. Or actually, he came and talked to me, and we were talking about, you know, he'll come check me out at an NSC event. And when he did, it was it the following week he came up there? Mm-hmm. And then that's when he just said, you know what, I want you to come work for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'll definitely jump on board with you. I mean, he gave me an opportunity. I went to Chisholm, Minnesota. We wrestled an event there for the Northern Chapter of Red Cross, and I got to wrestle 2 matches, and I was right off the bat, it was something where I felt at home at.
Now, what were some of your most memorable moments, you know, working in the indie circuit so far for you?
Honestly, the fans. Honestly, the fans. I mean, the matches are one thing.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I know I got like a couple of a certain amount of matches where I consider my most memorable ones was especially my first debut in WWA. When I went against Big Wes Matthews, and we, you know, it was 2 big guys going at it, and, you know, I got them on my first match there. And then working against Steve Stardom, Superstar Steve Stardom. He's one of the toughest SOBs that I've ever went against, and he's a legend in the independent business or circuit. And me and him had some really unbelievable physical matches where almost some bones are broken and ribs are bruised and a concussion here and there. So, but mostly it was just about the fans. It was the people that were coming to the events.
And that's what really brings it to, and that's why you come out each and every time, that just feeling that fan support then.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the feel for the fire, for the, you know, the when I get ready right before that match, and I'm sitting there going, all right, this is the nuclear native Gary Little's time. I got to get pumped up. I got to get ready. And once I get right where the curtains are and I can hear that Little Wolf chant, I mean, it gets crazy and it gets wild. And then, you know, the music kicks on and I go out, and the vibe that I get from them and what they get from me, it connects, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, what has been some of the injuries that you have suffered? What would you say has been the worst thing that you have actually had to suffer as far as injuries go in pro wrestling?
The most would be, I have had two old football injuries, high school football injuries, is my left knee and my left shoulder. And my left knee, I've a total of 5 surgeries done on that, and I'm looking at my 6th right now. And as far as my left shoulder, I already had 4 surgeries done on that. But before the 4th surgery, I think the worst one was back when I was still, it was my last event for NSE a few years back. We did an over-the-top battle royal, mm-hmm. and my arm got caught up in between the top rope and the middle rope, and it popped out.
Oh.
Severely bad, and I was pretty much dangling from the ropes to the floor, and as soon as the ropes got loose and I hit the floor, my shoulder was separated bad. And to me, that would be the worst, that would be my worst one, but I mean, I think around at least a handful of times that I get a minor concussion to a severe concussion. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, what is your opinion of the independent pro wrestling scene in the state of Minnesota?
It's a tough business. Because a lot of these guys that work in the independent circuit, they pretty much are on the road 5 to 6 days out of the week. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially, you know, after like my Saturday's incident with Cooter, even on Facebook, it got blown up. But, you know, and I understand and I do respect Cooter, because Cooter's been in the business a lot longer than I am, and he's more established with the independent circuit. But it's where you yourself need to find your home at. You know, where you feel like if you can work down in the cities, St. Cloud, the Iron Range area, near the Grand Forks area, you know, depending on what circuit, what independent pro wrestling promoter wants you, that feels that you fit with them. Any time that they need you to work, that you're able to work for them. You know, so it's a tough business to keep going and going and going, and especially like finding out this last time here, money-wise, a lot of guys really rely on money. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's their gas and food, and honestly, it does come down to paying their bills. But, you know, a lot of us didn't get paid this last event on Saturday, and that's what happens. There's sometimes where you make $5, sometimes you make a couple hundred. So it's a make and break business.
Mm-hmm. And what's your opinions of some of the promoters that you've worked for so far in your career?
There's the few that I wanted to really work for down in the cities. I wanted to work for a few of them, and I won't mention promotion names, but when we went down there, they wanted me to do the typical Native American character by putting on a war bonnet kind of thing, or war paint or something, or that kind of a gimmick. I mean, no disrespect. I know Chris, or I won't say Chris, I'm sorry, Tatanka, but you know, I'm not a Tatanka, and I'm not somebody that's going to go out there and put on war paint and a little feather in my hair. I'm going to be who I am. I am who I established myself as. And sometimes certain promoters will ask you or, you know, discuss with you, this is what they want. And to me, I don't feel comfortable doing that. I just want to be who I am. So working with the promoters and finding out that these promoters want you as who you are is what makes me feel more comfortable working with them at any place, any time, you know. I mean, I know, like, right off the bat, working for Calvin and the NFC, one was, he's been a long-time good friend, and especially me and him. What was it? We were just back a few weeks ago, the beginning of the month. We accomplished a childhood dream. I remember being in fifth, sixth, and seventh grade, where we were always joking around, talking about being pro wrestlers, and sooner or later we were going to be tag team champions. And this past few weeks, was it the second weekend of May?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The 7th, I think it was. I'm talking with my wife here. We had a tag team tournament, and we won the tag team belts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way me and him got together as a tag team again and were able to work again was because of these other kids, these kids that come to the event. And I kept getting text messages. I kept getting Facebook messages. Why don't you and Calvin, the Widowmaker, the Nuclear Native and the Widowmaker tag team up to go against, you know, the tag team champions? So when I talked to Calvin, I said, let's do this. He said, let's do it then. So that was, you know, hard, you know, a little sketchy because it was like, can we do it and can we make sure we're on the same page? But, I mean, wrestling for Dan Burdick, I had a great run with Dan Burdick, and I had a falling out with him. And that was just getting to the point where it was getting to be one too many matches in one event.
Mm-hmm.
I could see wrestling a singles match and a tag match, but it became three matches almost every single time. And I was getting, my body's already busted up. I needed to take a break. I was asking if I can just tone it down a bit on the matches, wrestle one match event. He didn't want that. So, you know, you're going to have your disagreements with promoters, and especially like working for his brother in WGW, Wrestling Gone Wild now. You know, working for him, I'm finding out that there's a lot of sketchy and shady details of what goes on. And, you know, like what we mentioned before, the June 18th event that was supposed to be in Red Lake, he told me that it was booked and ready, and that, you know, once June 18th rolls around, we're in Red Lake. I find out that a day after, was it Sunday? No, it was last Monday, that there ain't no show. There was never no discussion of it. So you get to find your pros and your cons in this business of who you work for, your promoters, especially the guys you work with. Some guys are going to be the best of friends to your face, but once your back is turned, they're going to backstab you.
What lies ahead for Gary Little Wolf as far as professional wrestling goes?
Right now, I'm just keeping established as what I got to do. I'm going to be working with, I'm going back to WWA here, and July 2nd will be in Keewatin. But right now, I'm definitely going to take about a month and a half off. I have to have my sixth surgery on my left knee, and I have to have another surgery, my first surgery on my right knee.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be taking some medical time off and doing that. Got to heal up.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. I mean, it sounds like you've been banged around here these last few years. And, well, where can one go to find out more about Gary Little Wolf?
Well, on mostly, especially like technology these days, is on the internet. Go to Facebook and look up Gary Little Wolf. And You see my ugly mug up on a picture there or something? No, I'm joking. But this on Facebook is the main one right now because I can't even figure out, like, Twitter's, or what is it, Twitter.com. I can't even figure that out. I'm not sure about MySpace anymore, but it was www.myspace.com, LWP313. And that's where I always have my pictures of the events I've been at, events that I'm going to be at, and that's where I keep pretty much everything posted and updated.
Okay, very cool. Is there any last words today before we end this interview? Maybe some sort of advice for anyone who may want to try professional wrestling?
To me, my advice, especially learning with these last few promoters I've been working for, is when you go and you want to get trained, especially the training part, is go to the wrestling shows themselves. Look it up on the internet, Google it, look up in the Minnesota Pro Wrestling Circuit, Independent Pro Wrestling Circuit, look that up. And if you live in those areas and if they have any kind of shows, any kind of events that are in your area, go there, check it out. Because there's going to be wrestlers there that you can walk up to and say, hi, how are you doing? I'm so-and-so. Who do I talk to become a pro wrestler? Who trained you, and where can I work at? Oh. And you got to find out, and you got to find the right person to work with. Because right now I got three and a possible fourth guy right now that I'm going to be working with after August.
Okay.
So I got four guys that I'm going to be working with and training them.
Oh, very cool.
So, and that's the main thing is just, and you know, you got to start off with the basics. Come up with your character name, your ring name, the persona you want to be able to take to the ring. You got to, you know, me is, when you look up on my Facebook, I'm an Aussie freak. Mm-hmm. Because like in my wrestling, when I had my troubles with wrestling and the promoters, I was actually going to quit. I was going to say, you know, I'm done with this wrestling business. I'm just going to go back to my regular day job. But then the Aussie song came out, I Don't Want to Stop. We had an event within 2 days, and I said, that's my theme. That's who I am. And I use that. Mm-hmm. Now, ever since, like, I got a rejuvenating shot at my career, especially with the fan base that I got, and especially, you know, I had this last Saturday, I had people come from Chisholm, Minnesota, Net Lake area, to the cities even, to come to this event in Duluth here. To me, that's, like I said, it's the fans. So the song Let Me Hear You Scream from Ozzy, that's what, to me, is what the LWP is all about, and it's all for the fans, and when they go nuts, they go crazy, and I do too. You know, and especially, you know, as a fan and a person that wants to get into this business, that's what you got to find. You got to find that desire to do it.
And those and are different. Oh, go ahead.
And, you know, you got to really find that heart and soul into it.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. Nuclear native Gary Littlewolf, thank you so much for being a guest
thank
on the
show. Thank
you,
guys. All right, you take it easy, and you have a good weekend.
All right, take care. For Independent Pro Wrestling in Minnesota, I'm Glenn Broggett.
A big, big thank you to Mr. Gary Littlewolf for taking time to talk with us on the Independent Pro Wrestling in Minnesota show. Independent Pro Wrestling in Minnesota is recorded live on tape at Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ Studios in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Independent Pro Wrestling in Minnesota is a CTC Select Worldwide production 2011.